they don't necessarily ride the bike 40 hours a week. Maybe they ride the bike 25 or something, but it's also like they have the time in their day. So there's things you can do to make those 25 hours of sort of active work go better, and they actually have the time to do it. So they should do it, you know?
They should.
And
What
like,
percentage, sorry to, I'm curious, what percentage do you think actually take advantage of that? Like doing all the little things, the foam rolling, the stretching, the core, the this, the that.
I think at this point, most, to be
Okay.
honest, maybe not 10 or 15 years ago, even, but at this point, like every year, the level's getting higher and higher, and it feels like the races are getting harder, and like everyone sort of feels a bit that pressure. So, in some ways, I think there's almost more pressure to do the extra stuff, almost to a negative degree, that sometimes it's easy to lose sight of, like, well, at what point does like doing all the extra stuff I'm trying to do turn into a detriment just because I'm doing too much stuff? And I should just be taking a nap at that time or something, or just thinking about something that's not cycling, so I've got a bit more mental energy. But no, in general, I think the culture at the moment is like at the world tour level of the sport is that like the job and the training looks like so much more than just getting on the bike and riding. It is, like you said, it is the foam rolling, it is the gym work, it is like taking an active thought to your nutrition, not just from weight management standpoint, but like, am I fueling well enough to do this training really hard? You know, periodizing the nutrition, like, is this a high carb day? Is it a low carb day? You know, being organized so you have good timing of food intake afterwards. You know, how's my sleep? Should I be using a wearable device that gives me feedback on my sleep? It's like there's almost so much you could grab at that I think the challenge becomes like knowing that we should do a bit more than just the pure basics, because probably it can make most athletes better, but also like how do we like narrow down the filter? Because otherwise I think it's super overwhelming, you know? Or you don't stick with anything long enough to like try and actually evaluate if it was helping or not, or because you're always operating in a like a really messy field.
You could do 10-hour days of stuff, like go ride
Totally,
4
yeah.
hours and then do that. Like, yeah, I mean, there's just, you got to pick and choose.